Attorney George Ford Jr., representing defendant Joseph Amsler, said the kidnapping was masterminded and financed by a singer who has cut 2 million records. Ford indicated he felt Frank Sinatra Sr. was not aware of what the defense called the hoax. The name of the so-called financier of the stunt was not mentioned. It was learned, however, that he is a popular young singer and will be called as a witness at the trial. Ford said that on at least 3 occasions, young Sinatra expressly indicated consent to the kidnapping. Sheriff's deputies said they would seek a murder complaint from the district attorney's office today for a 24-year-old man who reportedly confessed to fatally stabbing a record company executive Sunday night. Jose Frank Rowena, 6446 Lexington Avenue, Hollywood, was booked in the prison ward of General Hospital on suspicion of murder and is scheduled to be transferred later today to the county central jail. Extra news weather in just a moment.
Here we are in the winner's circle, the home of champions. Willie, how did it feel riding Caliente?
Couldn't miss since the 100,000 at Daytona. Caliente's proven performance champion, a real odds-on favorite.
Which proves Southern California loves a winner, right?
Right. And just look at the breeding. Caliente out of Comet and sired by Mercury.
A winning parlay. Now let's hear it from the judges.
Caliente, Comet Caliente, Caliente, see your dealer now, where the trade-in value's high,
and the price is mighty low.
Trade is high,
price is low, you and I ought to go see.
Caliente, Comet Caliente, home of champions, Mercury dealers now, get the feel behind the wheel,
get a Caliente deal,
get the feel,
get a deal,
get a reel,
I appeal,
what a steal,
you reveal,
all Southern California loves a winner, Caliente, at your dealers now.
Extra news weather for Los Angeles and vicinity and San Diego County. Mostly clear tonight and sunny on Wednesday. In the L.A. area, gusty north to northeast winds, locally strong at times, especially in the vicinity of canyons. Warmer tomorrow, no eye irritation Wednesday. The lows tonight, Santa Barbara 36, San Diego 49, Los Angeles 50. The highs tomorrow, Santa Barbara 72, San Diego 68, Los Angeles 66. Currently at Civic Center in downtown Los Angeles, 64 degrees. Bob Bingham reporting for Extra News.
XEDRA, Tijuana, Mexico.
Los Angeles time at Extra News, 4 p.m.
12 midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. It is now 12 midnight in Liverpool and 4 in the afternoon in Los Angeles.
John Birch Publication launches bitter attack against the late President John Kennedy. U.S. Coast Guard intercepts possible Cuban raider. New York attorney charges the Warren Committee is denying Lee Harvey Oswald counsel in their hearings in Washington. This is Extra News Associate Editor Reed Carroll reporting back with details in a moment.
Now, an unusual new cigarette from the American Tobacco Company. The name of the cigarette is Carlton.
Carlton.
Carlton. And everything about this new cigarette is selected and crafted to give you real smoking pleasure with low tar and nicotine.
Carlton.
Distinctive blend.
High porosity paper.
Special air vents.
And a new flavor filter with activated charcoal, which actually enriches the taste.
That's how Carlton gives you real smoking pleasure.
With tar and nicotine so low that test results are printed on all packs, on all cartons of the cigarette we call Carlton.
See for yourself.
Low tar and nicotine.
With real smoking pleasure.
Give Carlton the time it takes you to smoke a carton.
Carlton.
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 An article in a John Birch Society publication today attacked the late President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and said he may have been assassinated because he was falling behind in the communist timetable for the takeover of the United States. The late president, according to the article in the current issue of the monthly publication, American Opinion, did much for the communist conspiracy but was rapidly becoming a political liability.
The article said some competent observers had concluded the communists had set 1963 as the date for the effective capture of the United States, and Kennedy had fallen behind. The article, written by Professor Revilo P. Oliver of the Classics Department at the University of Illinois, suggested the assassination was arranged by the communist conspiracy to prepare for a domestic takeover, which was frustrated by the capture of Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin. Oliver also advanced two alternative explanations of the assassination, that Kennedy was executed by the communists because he was planning to run America, and that the assassination was arranged by Cuban Premier Fidel Castro as a result of a rift within the communist conspiracy. He also suggested the assassination of Kennedy may have been necessary as the only means of avoiding, or even long deferring, national scandal so flagrant as to shock the whole of our brainwashed and hypnotized populace back to sanity. Oliver said there was not a single indication that the assassination was not planned and carried out by the communist conspiracy. He ridiculed the view held by the Federal Bureau of Investigation that Oswald was acting alone when he shot the late president. The Coast Guard has boarded and seized a fast 50-foot vessel with 16 Cuban exiles aboard. They were armed with rifles and a cannon and apparently bound for a raid against Cuba. A customs official in Miami identifies the craft as the Arroyo, registered in Florida. David Cardoza, supervising custom agent in Miami, says it looks like we may seize the boat. The exiles aboard are being held at Key West and are undergoing questioning. Cuban exile sources in Mexico City say new military installations are being erected near the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay. Sources say the fortifications will face the base in a semi-circular ring. New York Attorney Mark Lane has charged the Warren Commission with refusing to give the late Lee Harvey Oswald legal counsel during its hearing. Lane contends he is technically Oswald's representative, but charges the Warren Commission has barred him. Lane says the commission does not want him to represent the accused assassin, and he adds there is no evidence of any substance that Lee Harvey Oswald killed the late president. A court in Dallas heard witnesses testify today on whether Jack Ruby could get a fair trial in Dallas on charges of killing Lee Harvey Oswald. Several witnesses, including Clayton Fowler, head of the Dallas Criminal Bar Association, contended he could not. The U.S. Mints in Philadelphia and Denver began striking the Kennedy commemorative half-dollar coins this morning. The first pieces bearing the likeness of the late President Kennedy will be sent to the White House, where President Johnson will present them to Mrs. John Kennedy and her children Caroline and John Jr. In other news, authoritative sources at the Geneva Disarmament Conference say Soviet defector Yuri Nosenko can give information on secret data concerning the production of Russian nuclear weapons. Nosenko defected yesterday and is believed to be somewhere in the United States. Undersecretary of State George Ball flies to Nicosia, Cyprus tomorrow for talks with Greek President Makarios and Turkish leaders. New fighting broke out today between the Turk and Greek Cypriots. Heavy, wet snow has plastered the Middle Atlantic seaboard, closing schools in four states, slowing activity in the nation's capital. Snow piled up 2 feet deep in West Virginia's mountains. In Western Virginia, it's a foot and one half. Washington National Airport was closed by the storm. Traffic snarled in Baltimore and Philadelphia, as well as other major eastern cities. The Beatles, four good reasons why there may not always be in England, arrived the nation's capital today to shake their flow-mop haircuts before thousands of screaming teenagers. The British youths were coming from New York by train for a whirlwind tour of Washington, a sold-out concert tonight, a visit to an embassy ball, and a possible tour of the White House. One occupant of the White House couldn't be more delighted. President Johnson's 16-year-old daughter, Lucy Baines, wants to meet the Beatles. The White House spokesman said homework comes before rock and roll, and Lucy and her sister, Linda, will not get a chance to see the Beatles perform tonight. After the concert, the Beatles will switch from teenagers to diplomats. They are scheduled to appear at a masked charity ball given by the British Embassy, but a spokesman stressed they will just peer out from under their thatched roof haircuts. They will not sing, if that's what they call it. Lady Ormsby Gore, the ambassador's wife, is giving the ball for two charities. One of them, Britain's National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. From the Extra News Financial Desk, the Dow Jones stock closing stock averages 30 industrials, 792.16, up 3.45. 20 rails, 183.11, up 1.07. 15 utilities, 140.16, down 0.22. 65 stocks, 276.08, up 0.1. Or rather, up 1.0. Today's sales totaled 4,040,000 shares. In a moment, the Extra News editorial, then news from the California desk. Los Angeles time, Extra News, 6 minutes, 30 seconds past 4 p.m.
Every day is a special day of Thrifty Mart. Thrifty Mart. Every day is special just for you. Whatever you put in your shopping cart, you save it, save it, Thrifty Mart. Cause every day's a special day. Cause every day's a special day. Cause every day's a special day of Thrifty Mart. Thrifty Mart.
It's the best new food idea since peanut butter was invented. Circus Peanut Butter has real butter in it to give you a spread that's incredibly smooth and delicious. Real creamery butter makes Circus a better peanut butter, yet it needs no refrigeration. Look for the bright, circusy label of Circus Peanut Butter. You'll be surprised by the price because it costs no more than the ordinary brand. Made by the people who bring you Circus Peanut. Have yourself a circus. This is Extra News. Extra, where you can tune in and hear the latest news any minute of the day or night.
Hey, there's a new kind of Mexican food that's not too hot and spicy. Excelente. It's Mexican, but it's mild. There's 14 different Excelente Mexican foods. Everything from complete hacienda frozen dinners to fresh-made tacos, tortillas, enchiladas, and tamales. And they all taste very good. Si, senora, you try Excelente. It's Mexican, but it's mild.
Every day is a special day of Thrifty Mart. Thrifty Mart. Every day is special just for you. Whatever you put in your shopping cart, you save it, save it, Thrifty Mart. Cause every day is a special day. Cause every day is a special day. Cause every day is a special day of Thrifty Mart. Thrifty Mart.
Extra News presents comments from Southern California's leading newspapers. Here is Russ Porterfield, managing editor of Extra News.
On the Santa Barbara News Press. It sounded pretty alarming at first, Fidel Castro's cutoff of water supplies for the United States Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay. One could almost hear the barking sergeants getting the Marines formed up for action. But apparently there's no cause for trigger reaction or serious concern. Ample reserves of water are reported at the base and other sources of supply available, if needed, according to the Defense Department. The president's reaction to the news was unexcited. Cuba's gesture of retaliation for the arrest of 38 Cubans and seizure of four trawlers caught by the Coast Guard in Florida waters seems to be more extreme than the situation justified, and this impression is strengthened by the immediate tub thumping from Moscow. After all, Americans did not shell and sink off-course fishing boats and kill the crew members, as did the Soviet forces when an American plane wandered off-course over East Germany. So there apparently is something crooking in respect to American-Soviet-Cuban relations that has not yet come to light. This might mean a red testing of the nerves and belligerence of the new Johnson administration, or it might be a panicky reaction of Castro to fears of another attempt by Cuban exiles to reclaim their homeland. Whatever the explanation, the United States will not be either frightened or provoked into drastic action unless the president, who has sources of information that no senator or editor has, is convinced that the time has come when only strong military or economic actions will safeguard the interests and security of America. So says the Santa Barbara News Press.
From the Extra News California desk, defense attorneys at the trial of three men accused of kidnapping Frank Sinatra Jr. charged today the young singer agreed to his own kidnapping. The defense contends the plot was financed by a mystery man as an advertising scheme to win fame and money like his movie star father. Meanwhile, the federal government called its first witnesses today, mostly to supply background for charges relating to the kidnap conspiracy. The principal owners of two money order firms, which issued worthless vouchers, have been ordered to appear before a U.S. bankruptcy referee in Los Angeles. The referee is attempting to learn why thousands of persons were left with worthless money orders. Bud Sewell and his mother, Mrs. Margaret Weirman, will be asked to testify again. Sewell took the Fifth Amendment 78 times at a bankruptcy hearing Friday. Chicago police say it will be at least a week before Lehman Smith, an admitted killer of two Los Angeles policemen, can appear at extradition proceedings. Smith is under heavy guard following a suicide attempt Saturday and is not well enough yet to personally attend legal proceedings. He's charged with shooting the two policemen to death in a crowded Los Angeles department store. Some 2,097,000 persons were employed in the Los Angeles Long Beach Orange County area during January. This is a drop of 52,000 from December's figure. State Employment Director Albert Tyford reports the decline is attributed to post-Christmas layoffs. The January figure, however, is 73,000 higher than the same month in 1963, an increase of 2.5%. Los Angeles County supervisors voted today to determine how much the county would have to pay cities for health services. The move is seen as a new blow to the city-county health department merger scheduled for July 1st. County officials were directed to negotiate the contracts with the cities of Long Beach and Pasadena. However, the three supervisors present at today's meeting say their action does not commit the county to a policy. A vote on the contracts is set for February 25th. Representatives of General Telephone and the Communication Workers of America met today in Santa Monica to discuss the latest union offer to settle the 116-day strike. A union spokesman says the meeting is expected to produce the first company reaction to the latest union proposals made Sunday. Details of the proposal have not been announced. The state legislature recessed today until March. After the assembly voted final passage to the Baldwin Hills Relief Bill, the legislation, which will speed up insurance payments to victims of the December disaster, now awaits Governor Brown's signature. The Senate approved the bill last night, and the Assembly voted 62-2 today to accept the Senate's modifications of the bill.